Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed desire. And a piece of the game.
Hold up. You know that was me singing, right, Will?
What'd you say?
That whole song, that was me. That was actually me.
No one is going, you know, platinum.
Yeah, we them boys. It's me, I'm Mac, and my co-host on the line, as usual, William, Willie Boy Ramo. What's up, Will? How's it going?
What's up?
I'm doing good. As you know, as we always do on this show, we'll talk about some entertainment news, talk some TV, and anything else that's going on in the world right now. And if you guys out there want to call in and share your opinions or feedback, you can call in the guest call-in number, which is 646-721-9904. Again, that's 626-721-9904. So, yeah, well, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just chilling. Just a regular Saturday night.
Yeah. Today I spend much of the day just watching shows that I have to catch up on. And one of the shows that I'm trying to catch up on right now, and I didn't think it was that great of a show. I mean, I heard of it, and I heard that there was some, you know, talks about it being a very good show, but I didn't think it was great. But after watching the first season, it's turned out to be an excellent show to watch.
Which show?
I mean, The Walking Dead.
Mm.
Great writing, great acting, great action. I mean, there's a lot of blood and gore. It's like you're watching a horror movie every week, pretty much. That's pretty much what it is. But yeah, it's a great show to watch. I watched the first season. I completed the first season today, and I still have three more seasons to go. And the fifth season, I think, premieres on October 10. So, you know, hopefully before the fifth season begins, I could finish watching the rest of the seasons on Netflix. But yeah, man, it's a pretty good show. It's a great show. And for those of you who haven't watched yet, you know, watch that. There's also some other shows I want to catch up on. I want to catch up on Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, which ended, but I still want to see that show.
Mm-hmm.
And also, last week I finished The Goldbergs because during the last season, there's some episodes that I miss because every time when I come home from work, I'd fall asleep. So there were Tuesday nights I'd fall asleep and not get to watch The Goldbergs or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I was able to catch up on both of those shows and watch the episodes I missed within the last month. And both of those shows are going to – the second season for both of those shows air this week. So for those of you who haven't seen it yet, you know, start watching it because those are pretty good shows on TV right now. You know, it will – Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., I've been telling you to watch that since day one. You got to get into that, man.
Yeah, so what was that? Maybe the first episode? I'm so far behind.
It started out slow in the beginning, but – in the second half of the season, that's when it got the action. It started. I mean, from the second half onto the season finale, I mean, things really got interesting. I mean, basically you have Agent Phil Coulson, you know, who's the main agent on Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, you see him in the Thor movies and Iron Man. He's like the head agent there, and he assembles a team to investigate some new cases. And throughout the season, they're trying to find out who this clairvoyant is. This clairvoyant person is the head of the Centipede Project. Mm-hmm. And near the season finale, they find out that the clairvoyant was a former Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. member who basically turned on them. Yeah.
He's in Hydra, right?
Yeah, he's part of Hydra. And they find out that he was a former S.H.I.E.L.D. member. And I'm not going to spoil anything for those of you who haven't seen the show, but you're pretty much let's just say that Hydra is non-existent right now at the moment. Mm-hmm. And they do find out, you know, they do eliminate the clairvoyant, but I'm not going to tell you how they do it, but...
Mm-hmm.
Things get pretty interesting in the second half, but I'm looking forward to the second season. I want to see what new things they're going to add on and if they're going to have some of the Marvel characters make guest appearances. That'd be cool.
So in this SHIELD episode, is there any surprise appearance by Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns?
No, not WWE SHIELD. Marvel SHIELD, man.
I know. I'm messing around.
But, you know, the only person you get to see from Marvel, really, is SHIELD himself.
Yeah, what's his name?
Tell me, L. Jackson's character.
Yeah, I was about to say, Nick Fury.
Nick Fury, exactly. So he's the only one that you get to see. Other than that, you don't really get to see Iron Man or Thor, you know. But, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It airs this Tuesday, second season on ABC, and Wednesday, second season of The Goldbergs. That's another show you have to watch.
Oh, yeah. I started watching in the beginning, and then I lost track. So I definitely got to catch up with that. That's a great show.
It's hilarious, man. It's like a combination between
The Wonder Years.
The Wonder Years, Married with Children, The Christmas Story, The Modern Family, all entwined into one show, you know? And if you're a big 80s fan, it has a lot of 80s references, you know, to arcades, you know, 80s movies like Back to the Future, 80s gadgets, a lot of 80s stuff since it's set in the 80s. So it's a pretty cool show, and they're a funny family. I'm looking forward to second season coming up on Wednesday. So for those of you who haven't watched those shows, you know, they're on Netflix, pretty sure, so they'll catch up. Well, actually, they're not on Netflix. I'm lying. You're actually going to have to download them or go to Hulu. Yeah. Buy the DVD. Or, I mean, they're available. You could purchase the seasons. I think they're on, they may be on Amazon, or you could watch some of the episodes on ABC also. ABC still has some episodes on there, or even on demand. So, but yeah, so check out those shows this upcoming week. And so I want to talk about some sports news before I go back to some entertainment. As you know, NFL has been in a lot of hot water lately because of these controversies that's been going on. You had the Ray Rice domestic assault. You had the Adrian Peterson beating his kid. And right now, the NFL is trying to do major damage control right now. I hear that they're teaming up with, like, different types of domestic anti-abuse groups. And they've hired organizations to oversee their domestic assault program, you know. So right now, they're trying to do major damage control. And Roger Goodell had a press conference the other day apologizing for not knowing the full details of the Ray Rice case, and him apologizing to any fans and the media for pretty much, you know, what's been going on in NFL. I mean, right now, you know, you have these guys acting like knuckleheads. They're ruining the images, the image of the NFL right now, you know?
Yeah, he had the press conference yesterday, and I don't know if you heard, there was like a lady who interrupted the press conference, and I think she was yelling. I think it was a woman. It was a person for sure. He was yelling, "Don't take me to the elevator," or something like that.
Oh wow! I mean, it's not his fault. He's not the one like hitting. He's not the one doing these stupid things. It's these players, man. These players don't know any better. Bunch of knuckleheads, and like, I think he's a good commissioner. I think he may be, you know, the best commissioner or, you know, yeah. I can't think of any other commissioner that's better than him. He's done so much for the NFL. I mean, he's made the NFL into a billion-dollar industry, you know. Got all the rights. We've developed an NFL network. He's made the NFL into a big sports organization. You know,
yeah.
And he's, without him, I mean, the NFL would still be behind baseball as America's national pastime.
But then, most of the stuff that happened was under Paul Tagliabue when he was running the thing.
Yeah, but you could say Goodell transformed the NFL into what it is right now. you know, with the TV contracts and the sponsors, and you know, and he's pretty much transformed the NFL to what it is now. I mean, you got to give him a lot of credit, and he's been strict as far as punishing these players.
Yeah, he is more. He is more. He has cracked the whip more than Chagnon Bull, because now he actually, you know, changed the whole you know, the I mean, he was the one that put the whole he did put the original, the 2 weeks, you know, suspension for Ray Rice, but then he you know, recently amended it after, you know, the backlash. So
yeah,
you know, he is kind of like Adam Silver with the NBA. They're both trying to, you know, they're both trying to, you know, set their own make their own mark, you know, after replacing, you know, key members, you know, commissioners from their respective, you know, leagues.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, these players are making him look bad. I think he's a good commissioner. I don't think he should step down or be fired. I mean, he's done a good job. It's just the last couple of weeks, I mean, you've had these players that have been making him and the NFL look bad, and I don't think he deserves to be blamed for all of this.
I don't think he should get fired for it. I mean, I think he saw the video before? Yeah, you know, before you know months ago. Yeah, I do, but I don't think he should be fired. I mean, who do you want to replace him? Commissioner Gordon? I mean, I mean, look at Gotham City. That it's not, you know, it's not safe over there either. But all seriousness, you know. Yeah, I don't think the guy should get his job fired. It's not him that's, you know, attacking his wife. You know, it's these players.
Exactly. It's these players. And, you know, the NFL can learn from this, and they're going to, you know, they're going to create a strict conduct, personal conduct policies now regarding domestic assault, domestic abuse now, you know.
Yeah, it's long overdue.
Yeah, it is. These players, like, they never learn. Like, stop getting in trouble. Stop doing stupid stuff.
And then I think recently another one got caught doing the same thing too, even though he sees all the stuff that's happening with Ray Rice.
Oh my goodness. I think these players are getting hit in the head too much. For real, man. They're like, they're not getting it.
They might as well, if they're so hard-headed, they might as well not even wear helmets.
I don't understand it whatsoever, man. It's crazy. But yeah, so that's the that's what's going on in the NFL, and back to entertainment. It looks like the Fappening Part 2 is happening. You remember the Fappening, right?
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Right, that just happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah, with the celeb nude pics leaked on the internet, and now there's a Part 2. It looks like another set of celebrity pictures have been leaked onto the internet, and it looks like Kim Kardashian, Vanessa Hudgens, Hope Solo, and Jennifer Lawrence again, their new pics are, you know, were released yesterday onto Reddit and 4chan, and it looks like people, man, I don't know who these hackers are, but they're doing a pretty good job of hacking these accounts.
They have a lot of time on their hands, for real.
Exactly.
Oh my
exactly.
Goodness.
Jesus, man. But the websites that those pictures were uploaded to, they took them down because of policies they've issued regarding nudity and private pictures. So they've taken them down. But, you know, once something gets released onto the internet, it's still on the internet surfacing somewhere. So, you know, it's not going to be hard to find these pictures. You know, pretty sure you could look them up just by typing in the celebrity name and then nude pics in Google Images to see where they are. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's like you can't even like save pictures onto your phone now without you can't even save pictures on your phone now without someone hacking into your phone and getting it. Without someone having access to it.
That's the world we're living in today with technology.
Yes. It's ridiculous. But I can't wait to see them myself. I can't wait. I haven't seen them yet, so I can't wait to get a look at them. You know, of course, You know, I don't agree with hackers, you know, getting access to these pictures and releasing them onto the internet. But hey, if they're there on the internet, might as well take a look at them, right? With some lotion.
Oh my God. And with that, we need another segue.
Yeah, we do need a segue here. And, you know, a month ago or so, I released, I played a video of kids reacting to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right.
So the same YouTube channel that has those kids had those kids commenting on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they had some teens commenting on Saved by the Bell. Because Saved by the Bell, I think it was the 25th anniversary that just passed.
Oh yeah, and, that was funny.
Yeah, and so this this YouTube channel, which is called Fine Bros, they had these teens commenting on you know, the show Saved by the Bell. And some of them are familiar with the show, some are not. You said you've seen it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so I'm going to play it for you guys who haven't seen it yet.
Or haven't heard it. Since
we haven't heard it yet, yeah. Let me play it here. Okay. And it is pretty funny. Okay, so here it is.
Man. Should I be thrilled about this? Like, I...
Oh my God, the chair has been... No, he did it. Oh my gosh, Mario Lopez. Oh, that is so embarrassing. No! If I can hand it in tomorrow, it'll be alright. It's alright, cause I'm sleeping out of bed. Look at that perm.
I don't know who any of these people are. I always wonder what happens to all these people.
Thank goodness graphics can improve.
Why don't we have intros like this anymore?
It's alright, cause I'm saved by the
bell. TV shows from the 90s were the best.
I love how they had like the title at the beginning of the titles and at the end of the titles, just in case you forgot what you're watching. You're watching Saved by the Bell!
So that was the opening for a show called Saved by the Bell that soon will be celebrating its 25th anniversary since it debuted. Have you ever seen it before?
No.
No, I haven't.
No, I've never seen it. It's like Gilligan's Island. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, every episode. I was on in like reruns and stuff.
And I was scrolling through the channels, bored, and you just click on something. I love Saved by the Bell so much.
So here is a picture of the cast.
That 80s hair, though.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's like the classic 90s look right there.
The girls, first of all, have perms. If anyone got a perm today, people would be like, what are you doing?
Everyone tries to act thug nowadays. And it's like, no, these guys are just like happy kids.
We're kind of coming back to this fashion now. Everyone, like, is wearing this stuff, like, again.
Some of the stuff they wear today is freaking crazy. Like, look at this. I'll have peacock sleeves. In 10 years from now, they're going to be like, that fool looks like an idiot.
Back then, every boy had a giant crush on Kelly Kapowski.
That's understandable.
She's good looking. It's creepy because she's like 10, 20 years older than me.
At least she's got brown hair. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, that's her on the shirt. I almost bought that shirt.
Hey, I'll make her my next Woman Crush Wednesday. I got you, Kelly.
Saved by the Bell also was one of the first instances of a show that had two male leads that all the girls would choose sides over. It was, who do you pick, Zach or Slater?
I knew it. I knew those were going to be the two.
They're so, like, average looking.
Okay, they're attractive men, you know, but they're not, like, hot.
What's up with the haircut, bro? Is that a perm or what?
So who would you pick, Zach or Slater?
Zach. I pick Zach. Zach Morris, probably Zach.
I'll go with Slater. Even though I feel so weird saying that.
I'm gonna have to go with Mario Lopez.
Zach?
I'm not really digging Slater's hair.
Zach.
Slater.
Zach.
Because he can stop time and break the fourth wall. Do you know how cool that is?
I'm now going to tell you real plots of Saved by the Bell, and you'll see what you think.
Okay.
After a chemistry accident causes a cream to be created that seems to get rid of pimples, Zach gives it to Kelly to get rid of her pimples before the homecoming dance, and it works. But after a period of time, it turns your face maroon everywhere you put the cream. So Kelly's face turned entirely maroon.
I saw that one.
But she still won homecoming queen because maroon was the school colors.
Oi.
That's so lame.
That's awesome. It's ridiculous, but it works.
TV's not supposed to be realistic. It's supposed to be, like, a fun distraction from realism.
Everyone is horrible, and no one would vote her if she had a maroon face. I'm sorry, Kelly, but your dreams are crushed in the real world.
Another story. Zach uses subliminal messaging in songs to make girls fall in love with various guys, including himself, so he actually was brainwashing other students into liking him.
This is turning really weird.
That's really creepy.
What? That wouldn't work.
Oh my god, this is like a cartoon.
The mixtape was a big 90s thing, so they just wanted to make it more creative.
So now I'm actually going to show you a couple of clips from the show.
Okay, cool.
Let's hear your new business ideas. Gentlemen.
You tie a piece of cardboard to your bike, pedal to the beach, and then show them, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think surfers actually act like that.
So dumb. That's so mean.
Here's your $100 seed money.
They're probably going to spend it on pot.
Okay, Mr. Poindexter.
Mr. Poindexter. So typical.
Now, as we all know, this is a pocket protector. It gets dirty as
hey, these are the hipsters now. This is the new look.
Revolutionized activewear with a pocket protector. Protector.
It's like so stereotypical, it's insane. It's kind of like racism, but for stereotypes.
If this was like being fed to teenagers, that's not great.
They're exaggerating it much, but it's funny.
Everything has to be politically correct. Back then, you can do whatever you want. Now everyone's just a bunch of like oversensitive people, man.
So this show also would cover serious issues sometimes. So now we want to show you the most infamous scene in the show's history where Jesse, to balance school and an opportunity to be a singer-dancer, abuses caffeine pills.
I remember this one.
1, 2, 3, hot Sunday!
What is she wearing? Oh my god.
Right!
Someone's like... The first time I watch this, I like cry.
Mom, we gotta go to the Mac.
He's so cute.
What time is it? I think my geometry is done.
You already took the test.
Where are we going?
Where are we going? You're singing tonight.
I gotta wash my hair.
No, there's no time.
No time! There's never any time! I don't have time to study! I'll let everyone down! I'm so confused!
Hey, just calm down.
That's funny. I feel bad, but it's kind of funny.
It's okay.
Everything will be okay.
Yeah.
I just need one of these.
Pills? You mean you really are taking drugs?
I need them.
Jesse, you can't sing tonight.
Yes, I can. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Oh, that's horrible.
So thoughts on how that was presented?
It's very funny. I mean, it belongs on stage, not on a sitcom.
Her acting was like fake as hell. Like, I'm breaking down.
I'm so excited.
It was a little bit over the top, but it wasn't too far off with what can actually happen. From the other clip to this clip, like a complete change of things. Like, this is a serious clip.
So many people consider that to be this joke of a scene.
Are you serious? No, I took that so seriously. It's wrong. It's not a joke. It really touched me.
Watching it was kind of over the top, but it grabbed your attention. And you're still talking about it.
Does it surprise you to hear just how popular the show was after seeing some of it?
Yeah. Looking back, it's ridiculous that people watch these shows and were entertained by them. I knew it was popular, but I didn't know it was that popular.
No, because that's kids' TV today.
That's So Raven and, like, Hannah Montana is not that far.
There were shows like Full House and stuff like that where they had teenage role models and characters in them. But this one is entirely focused on the teenagers and their problems and their life and things that they're going through.
Do you think the show would be popular today if it was exactly like this?
No. No.
No. No way. The color scheme?
I don't think so.
Now they want to see, like, teen pregnancy and, like, all this, like, real stuff that happens, but not really.
When we're watching something about high school, I want it to be more, like, actually high, like, how high school actually is. High school's nothing like that.
TV's changed in general, so I think being that over the top now would kind of be laughed at and people wouldn't take it seriously.
I think if there was a channel that this could go on and be 100% what it already was and be marketed well towards people, not just like another kids show, then yeah, this would be like insanely popular.
Thanks for watching this episode of Teens React.
New React episodes come out every week, so make sure to subscribe.
And remember...
Alright, so there you go. So, you know those kids went home and watched the complete series of Saved by the Bell fronting. Like, they act like Saved by the Bell is like an old show, old school graphics, old school hairdos and stuff. I mean, it's much better than the crap that they have on TV right now.
Yeah, the truth.
Your fucking Vampire Diaries and again, One Tree Hill. Is that still on?
I don't think so. I think that ended like a few years ago.
Finding Carter and all these crap shows. Saved by the Bell is one of the best shows, my favorite show of all time.
That goes without saying.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was kind of cheesy, corny at times, but that's what made it special.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how it was back in the days. It was cool for its time.
Exactly. Exactly.
It paved the way for all these other shows, these kid show, these teen and kid/kid shows.
Yeah, fucking Teen Wolf 2014.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm Teen Wolf, and they don't even have. It's not even related to what's his name? Michael J. Fox character.
Yeah, I remember when Marty McFly was Teen Wolf.
I mean, what the hell? Yeah, I mean, seriously, couldn't they come up with a different name?
I don't get it.
Teen, let me see. Let me try to think of a name. A name without them robbing. That's Michael J. Fox.
Wolf Boy.
Werewolf Boy. Or Werewolf Teen. Or something like
that. Yeah, something like that, you know?
Or Teen Werewolf. Teen Werewolf. That would have...
Teen Werewolf, yeah. That would have made sense.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
All these stupid shows nowadays. Bring back Saved by the Bell. I want to see that. Bring that back.
No.
Oh, but then again, they had Saved by the Bell, New Class, so...
Yeah, that'd be basically it.
Yeah.
And it'd be watered down.
Yeah. But anyways, before we wrap up the show, have you seen J-Lo's new music video?
Nah, but I heard about it.
It's, the video's called Booty, and it features Iggy Azalea, and it has J-Lo and Iggy pretty much shaking their ass and boobs all over the place. And I don't know, J-Lo, she doesn't have as big of a booty as she had in
1999. Yeah, during the
Selena days, man.
Yeah.
I remember when that butt was like, it was the butt Kim Kardashian has right now. But it pretty much, it's a little deflated nowadays on J-Lo's.
I think maybe she's working out.
Here's a preview of the song. So that's a preview of it. It pretty much has J-Lo and Iggy rubbing their butts against each other.
So basically, their lyrics is if you have a big booty, or whatever they just said. That's
pretty much.
What the whole 5-minute song is about?
Yeah, pretty much about booty. It's like Nicki Minaj's Anaconda video.
Yeah, exactly.
And coincidentally, Chilo started a movie called Anaconda.
Yeah, I just was talking about this now. I just said that when you were talking about the Selena days.
Yeah, when she had the big booty.
Exactly.
Yeah, those were the days.
And then that's when you could cue in her Nicki's theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Stop my look.
Yeah, I guess, you know, as you get older in age. Well, she's also lost a lot of weight. She's not a... She doesn't have the same body as she did, like, when she was, 15 years ago, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you know, if Schoolhouse Rock didn't teach us anything. So when your body goes bigger,
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
I mean, it's still okay. I mean, I'd still, you know, of course, if I had a chance, I'd still smack it. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, it's not as big as it used to be. I guess the girl with the biggest booty right now is probably Kim Kardashian. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, whose booty is bigger? I mean, maybe Nicki Minaj is close.
That'd be number two.
I remember there was no competition with J-Lo back in the day. It was just J-Lo and her ass. That was a competition.
It's like WWE after they bought out WCW.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the Selena or Anaconda days, like we said, you know. Was there any other movie you can think of that J-Lo starred in where, you know, her butt was like... Because in that Selena movie, that's when I first noticed, that's when I said, damn.
Was that movie with her with George Clooney? Was it Out of Sight or something?
Matthew McConaughey?
No, it was with George Clooney.
Oh!
So Made in Manhattan or something like that?
Right. No, I know which movie you're talking about. I saw that movie. That was when she was like a cop or something like that, right?
I never saw it, but that movie looked like it was very popular back in the day. That movie came out probably like 98 or something like that.
Right. Yeah, I do remember that one. That was another good movie of hers that she starred in.
And then Julie came. Like in 2001.
I'm trying to remember. Did she show her butt in that movie? Well, I mean, her butt. I mean, you could clearly see her butt, but like in the Selena, like she was like in lingerie or something, right? Like a nightgown in one of those scenes.
I've seen the movie before. I mean, a few times, but I don't remember her like that in that movie.
Oh yeah, there was a scene where like she was in a nightgown going to bed or something like that. I remember the scene vividly. I still have it in my head. That was the only movie like where you get to see her like, you know, where you said, damn, because of your mug is booty. I don't think we'll ever see her like that again. We could only, if you want to see her big booty like that again, you're just going to have to watch the old school movies of her.
Or take a time machine.
Or even, she was also on the Fly Girls.
All right, Living Color.
Living Color, right. Where she was, dancing around in the intros and at the end of In Living Color. So you could also, like, buy one of the seasons of In Living Color and watch her on there. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if she was on there for a long time, though. I think it could have been, like, one season or so that she was on there.
Maybe at least a few, if not the whole. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
she might have been there at least 2 years. I think I could be wrong.
Yeah, wasn't what's her name? Paula Abdul on that show as well?
I think she might have been a choreographer or something. Or was it Rosie Perez?
Right. It's Rosie Perez. I think it was Rosie.
Yeah, I think was it? Rosie. Yeah, and Karina Inalba, you know, the judge for Dancing with the Stars. She was one of the Fly Girls too.
Oh, really?
Mhm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
And apparently there's rumors that they didn't get along, but then again, I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Wow. Well, anyway, Will, you have any last things to say?
You know, just check out my show, you know, tomorrow, Sports and Religion, every Sunday at 6. And come back Saturday at 11 and check out IMAC. And thanks for having me, guys.
All right. So, like you said, check out Will's show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend, tomorrow at 6. Check out IMAC here with me, your host, McCoy Matthew, and my co-host, Will, every Saturdays at 11. See you next week. Peace. Yeah.